Ah, Mason Greenwood. Stupendous bowler.
Jesus, who is this? You know what? Never mind.
No, he's better than Greenwood.
Who? Martinelli.
I'm gonna say Saka, but you know.
Not only Saka, Saka Tinubu.
Yeah, Martinelli is good though. But his own talent needs a lot more refining.
It's not Greenwood level. Hello everyone, welcome back. We know we've been away for a minute due to some technical difficulties, but it is still and always the Bias Football Show, the home of agendas, vendettas, and everything in between, where facts don't matter and everybody is right because we are professional shit talkers. So yeah, today I have three of my friends with me. I have Franklin.
So boy Ramsey's son, what's up?
I have Joel.
Well, go on, boys.
And I have Chetana, aka Kevin Kyle.
Yeah, disappointment all around.
Oh, yeah, Chelsea fans. So, yeah, I mean, today, this is actually our unofficial episode, like 9 or 10, because we've been recording, but, you know, we're still small, so we're still trying to get the hang of this stuff, and, you know, it's not been going our way, but, you know, we're glad to give you guys content. Today, we're just going to be talking about, you know, the FA Cup final. So what you guys, let's hear from the losing side first. Chet, how do you feel about London being red again?
What do you mean again? It's always been red.
Man,
it's always been red.
Oh man. I'm always the guy that says this stuff. You can't bring up history. It don't matter how many times we beat Arsenal before. It don't matter how many times we won the FA Cup before. Today, London is splashed with red. We lost. I won't even call the ref because even though the guy cheated us,
yeah, we were just bad, shocker.
This was a classic Chelsea fell apart. We scored the first goal. Had it all to do, man. Just keep the ball, keep playing the game you're playing. Guys started playing short, stupid passes, the usual.
Joel, I remember watching the game with you, and you said Giroud is 7 out of 7 for finals.
Well, yeah, I mean, stats, history, all of that matters until you get on the pitch, man. When you get on the pitch, it's time to perform. And unfortunately, unfortunately, they were not able to perform on the day. Giroud did his thing. And I've said it since Giroud was at Arsenal. He's a fantastic, like, his first touch, his second touch, fantastic. Everything after that, your guess is as good as mine. Like, whatever happens next is just... is in the air. So when he got that ball in the box, I knew if he had only one touch on the ball, that ball was going to somewhere that made sense. So he gave the American, and the American did his job.
And the funny thing, it reminded me of 2014 Hull versus Arsenal FA Cup final. The assist he gave to Ramsey, it wasn't exactly in the same position, but it was a similar flick, you know, and Ramsey. And he has been very amazing in finals, like especially in Wembley, like almost even in the Europa
he gave
final.
That assist gave the assist to Ramsey against Hull, gave the assist to Ramsey against Chelsea.
Yeah, gave the assist to Hazard and scored a goal against Arsenal.
Exactly. So, in Europa. So
I'm not Giroud's biggest fan, but I admit that he is phenomenal, one with only less than two touches, you know. And that was my fear. Before the game started, I knew that Giroud was going to do something. So the point of the game was just trying to outscore them. They were always going to score us. So it was disappointing. We considered very early. But I'm glad that we didn't lose morale. Because I've been giving Aubameyang so much shit. Like, everyone knows that I've been calling him a fraud. And I'm glad he came up and proved me wrong. He proved me very wrong this game, because this is the first final in Arsenal he played well and scored, even though he has only been in two finals. which is a very amazing record. Because I remember I said this to Osai, he wasn't scoring finals, but Osai was like, he's only been in one final. I was like, doesn't really matter. Yeah. So he,
two goals in two finals.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you could tell the man doesn't do finals, because even when it came to lifting the cup, I'm like, bro, you're supposed to take it off the base. You don't lift it with the base.
To be fair, guy, he wanted the whole thing. He's not saying silverware in a while, so.
Oh, my days. Yeah. And I find that very hard to believe, you know, someone of his caliber.
Top five in the world.
Yeah. You guys, top five what?
Cough.
Strikers in the world.
Top five what?
Cough.
Strikers.
Yeah, like, stop that, please.
Cough.
I'm not going to agree with that. I think he's a world class striker, but definitely not top five.
I agree. I'm not arguing with anyone. Since he came to Prem, no one has better numbers than him. In the last 5 years, only he and I think one other striker have scored more than 20 goals every season for the past 5 seasons. So, like, I'm not arguing with anyone. His consistency is unreal. And he's been out, only 2 games or 3 games from injury. Guy, that fitness is also disgusting.
To be fair, that's a lot of things.
I don't want
to
hear. I don't want to hear when it comes to strikers.
I don't want sound like I'm fighting with Osai, but guy, by that logic, Jamie Vardy is one of the top five strikers in the world.
Jamie Vardy is a fantastic striker, but he's not top five.
Is he one of the top five? Based on those stats, based on those numbers.
Jamie Vardy's system player.
Exactly.
In the past 5 years, bring Jamie Vardy's numbers.
Jamie Vardy will do very well in Arsenal. To me, in his peak, he was a very much improved Aubameyang. He was very physical. He was very fast.
What?
And very
clever. He was an improved.
Somebody Aubameyang. Sounds like he has never watched Jamie Vardy before, ever.
Guys, he is
not improved Aubameyang.
Jamie Vardy has never been a physical player.
I'm
not talking about being like physical. I'm just saying he's very, very hard to be pushed to the ground. Like he very, very hard.
Because he doesn't
1v1
defenders.
He doesn't
1v1.
That's why I call him a system player.
He doesn't hold the ball. Yeah.
He doesn't hold the ball up. None of that.
He goes behind.
Claude Puel tried to do that and he scored like only 2 goals while that guy was their manager. So like it doesn't work.
I've done it under numerous coaches. So I don't want to hear that.
He has his traits that make him exceptional. Yeah. Let's not downplay that. But yeah, Aubameyang and Jamie Vardy are actually quite similar. In play
style. That's it.
They like to get off the shoulder of defenders. And they like to get in.
All right. Yeah, enough about, you know, Aubameyang. Let's look towards the future with, you know, Arsenal and Chelsea. With you guys' signings.
signings?
Yeah, like what's the deal? You know, I'm hearing Willian to Chelsea. I mean, Willian from Chelsea to Arsenal.
I mean, you know, Chelsea's normal thing. They do drugs, sell drugs during the season, and then when the window comes, they do some ridiculous things, because the money I've been seeing coming out from their pockets is like Abramovich has done something again in Russia. He'll soon chase him out again. So I'm not really sure how.
He's
bought Ziyech.
Arsenal.
He's Vena.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but like, what if they had transfer money from last season that they didn't get to use?
Yeah, I don't.
You forget that FFP is a 2-year period thing. We can spend 2 years worth of money right now,
brother. This is COVID. This is COVID.
That's why it's even better for us, because there's we had financial stability pre-COVID.
That's true.
United other teams were in trouble.
United is about to go mad of Sancho.
They're about to. Oh, man. So, but I heard Dortmund said 120 million, and then they
The thing is, they're okay with, like, we can afford the initial fee. I don't know what the exact figures are, but like the rest of the payments, I want to do like all that installment shit.
Yeah, I mean,
but yeah, I mean, I'm excited
for Arsenal.
As usual, Arsenal.
I'd love to
Arsenal's
party.
Shopping. That's all we do.
I'm not sure.
You guys are broke boys. It is what it is.
We don't have the money. We're run by American.
I hate the fact that we're taking players from Chelsea.
Yeah, man. That Willian.
I'm going to be honest. Arsenal getting Willian is a very good deal. Honestly,
you're mad. I'm sorry.
Calm down.
You're crazy for that statement.
You're not listening to the facts of this stuff. Like Arsenal
can't
be dreaming.
Please kindly give me the facts.
There is no money. Like, let's just be guys first. There is no money.
You know, Depay is going for 20 million.
Who?
He's entering there for. Exactly. Memphis Depay, impossible.
He's going where?
He's going. That, guy, that's his market price right now, guy. 20
Let me
million.
Die. 20. Let me die. Let me die.
I am worth 20 million. I don't even play soccer.
Let me die. Let me die. Memphis. My Memphis. Hell no.
As I was saying,
in this inflated market, in this inflated
Arsenal need one more attacking player at least to fill that wing slot because I can't be seeing Aubameyang playing there forever.
What about Zaha though?
Zaha will cost 10 times as much as Willian and do the same thing.
That's true. Selling to direct, it's like no one sells at an affordable price to the same, like to teams in the same league unless like you're in Germany. It's so silly.
Is it like not if you're in Germany, only if you are Bayern and you're in Germany?
Sure.
It's
much worse in England Spain, because there's that whole thing about being an English Premier League player. Like, if you can
and
play.
And they're also as rich. And Premier League teams are also not as rich, but they're well to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't need the money. They don't need the money. Like, they're well off. Like, in Spain, they already have that forced minimum release clause already. So, players and agents are already, like, they have their own agenda in mind putting in the. But in England, it's not compulsory. And the club itself has the money to try and, you know, keep them from buying the players. So, that's how Steve Hudson is going off for like 60 million or something like that. It shouldn't be happening, but it is what it is. It is what it is.
There's some weird contracts going there too. This Inaki William guy, I think he's on like a 9-year contract.
That guy is rapid, right?
Yeah, he's fast. He's a good player, but it's one of the, I think he's going to be one club guys. He's fit. Yeah, his fitness level is unreal.
One club guy. I think he likes being in that slightly lower tier. He doesn't want to be in the biggest club. He likes.
Yeah, I mean, there are players like that. Like you see over the years where they swap and they can't like. Perform at that level. We saw it with Zaha when he was at United. Like
Zaha was young when he was United. Now, I think if he leaves Crystal Palace now and goes to like top six team, he will be much better. Like if he goes to Arsenal, he will definitely do better than he was at United. There was so much pressure. Like Arsenal when Di Maria went to United, it's
not the same. I disagree, man.
Fuck Di Maria. All my niggas hate Di Maria.
I fully disagree with that Zaha stuff. I feel once your time comes and you miss it, you've lost something. Like, being a young player, you're in a very precarious position. You have 4 or 5 years to make that impact or else...
I think you really don't.
Guy, Di Maria is quite different because Di Maria wasn't a youth in a small team. He had already made it in Madrid.
Yeah. I think that Di Maria doesn't count as that kind of example. I'd say someone like Adnan.
Exactly. Januzaj missed his period.
He missed that like that upcoming period, but like he's kind of regained it back.
But he's never going to be in a Manchester United again. You miss your time.
I feel okay. I get what
you're
saying.
When that happens, there's things you have to do in your formative stages. Like if you can't do them. You don't become a large player. Like,
I'm not sure. How do you explain?
Look at Pique or Forlan.
How do you explain the De Bruyne's and the Salah's?
De Bruyne didn't miss anything during his formative period. When De Bruyne was in Chelsea, he was trying to play. Mourinho said he didn't want him, and De Bruyne didn't stay. He chose to take that lateral move. And immediately built his career. Once you stay and start messing up, it's over. Salah was the same thing. He left Chelsea, went to Fiorentina, started doing.
But Januzaj did not stay and start messing up, though.
Yeah, Januzaj messed up in United for a couple years.
He did. I mean, he stunk up the place, and this guy wasn't. Van Gaal wasn't having it. So
come on now, people put so much weight.
People are comparing him to Gnabry.
Yeah, fair enough. Like. The pressure was a lot.
That's the problem. I mean, you get that pressure because the fan expectation is high.
It's so high, especially when you're in a club like United. You know, not very. That's why for a while I was actually scared for Greenwood. But my
boy
has.
Imagine Ramsey was around the same period as De Bruyne, Hazard. The expectations were way too high. during that Belgian period. They were unreal. The guy knew he had to leave, but United did not let him leave until his reputation was gone.
Interesting.
Okay, so another quick point on just a round of transfers. Upamecano signed an extension, so
bastard.
Sorry.
Leipzig already knew that stuff was happening.
To be fair, you know what? That being said, I don't think I wanted him that bad, honestly. I've been saying this since, bro. He looks like he plays like a young player. Like, he's very error prone. The good things about him are, like, if you play a really high line, he's very good on the ball. He knows how to keep ball left and right foot. Good on, like,
he's very error prone. Is this racism?
Guy, he is. Go on, watch him. Guys, he's a bug of sticks. Nah. He's an error prone defender.
Who else?
But McCann is one of those guys that everybody was hyping because they were like, oh, he's a pacey center back that can use
both. That can use both.
But then when you watch, you understand that it's the Leipzig
actually
system
defending, I'm not sure, man.
That allows them
to
play
about
the way they're playing.
How old is this guy? He's like 22. 20 exactly, and he's left foot, and he's double footed and he's fast. This is with the right manager. This player has the sky's the limit. You get what I'm saying? This is the
guy in the defense.
Sky is a limit guy.
We don't need potential in Arsenal. You need somebody that's going to reassure everybody
right now.
No, I think you guys, I feel like the philosophy Arteta should go forward is a rebuild kind of philosophy. This, we can't start challenging for Premier League in the next three years.
Yes, you can rebuild, but you have to rebuild intelligently.
Exactly. You have to rebuild. Yeah.
We need you can't just start buying mad young players from all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying we should buy mad young players, but like there are some players, if you see the potential, sometimes the potential is what the...
If you sign Upamecano, it only makes sense if you sign another center back beside him to keep him in line because you need somebody who is a better professional than he is for him to learn from.
Arsenal kind of wasted money in that center back department, man. Can't lie.
Look at the guys that are languishing in that joint. Rob Holding, Callum Chambers, Socrates, Mustafi, Luiz.
You got to offload first of all.
They're just random guys there. Nobody's going to teach him anything.
Yes, in terms of offloading, please take Lacazette out of our team, Mustafi and Kolasinac. Those are the three players I need to see out of my team, and maybe Socrates.
The fact that you've not said anything about Ozil means you're a big idiot.
Or you probably forgot that guy was on the roster even.
I forgot, but I'm also an Ozil stan. I like what he's doing. I want him to eat Arsenal's money because
they don't have money for transfers.
That's why you're not this guy. You're a big idiot.
No, I believe Arsenal, what Arsenal did to Ozil in the situation backing him up when he was publicly speaking about people being oppressed was not the best approach. Exactly. I feel like Arsenal should have supported him. And like, as an Arsenal fan, I want him to leave. But as a human, I'm happy he's taking their money because you get what I'm saying?
Did that issue happen around, that happened when Emery was still manager, right? Because Emery's a pussy.
I'll say it's not Emery's fault, one, because forget they're a business. Arsenal is a business, same way Adidas is a business. Like, you know, Arsenal was taking some shit because of this Ozil stuff, guy. They were banned in some countries from being viewed on TV. That's how bad it was. Every time they showed Ozil, they turn off the TV in China, exactly.
Yeah, it's some ridiculous stuff.
So you have to understand that guy, Arsenal is like, I can't lose a whole market because of this one.
Black Lives Matter, bro.
Black Lives Matter is different because everyone has accepted it.
It's more a global movement. No.
I think Chetan is right on that. Everyone has accepted it.
Yeah, it's now become somewhat accepted.
It's kind of waited until they saw that the majority was saying, okay, Black Lives Matter. And then now all businesses are saying Black Lives Matter.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
Business, not because they actually care.
And that
look at
so
the Premier League; they've not done anything yet. Nothing concrete. You can see all the black managers are now coming out to say, "Look, we understand the kneeling down. We appreciate it. It's great, but show us with your money. We need to see challenge. Economic impact.
Yo, I would love to. Maybe, yeah, we're completely diverting off, but that's fine. I would actually love to see more black managers given the opportunities.
Patrick Vieira.
Speaking of managers, Chetana, what do you think about Lampard's response to what Sterling said about like the lack of managers and what people being basically he said how you know Lampard and some other managers, they don't know black managers, and people like Lampard, they had this like kind of privilege to be have people to like put them in the position. Like Vieira has been working for so long and everything, he has the experience.
Oh my God, Campbell.
And Campbell and everyone, and
been applying tonight too many times.
And I understand that. I'm the Chelsea fan, so I'm going to be
putting Lampard said that he worked
defending
hard.
Him.
Yeah, he said he worked hard, but I'm like, no.
That's
I'm
not
like,
what Lampard said. You're misquoting him. He did not say that. Lampard said he was put in a position where all the situations and all the scenarios happened to lend him the position. Chelsea was in a terrible situation. Nobody was willing to take
it. But he didn't acknowledge what I think what the issue
what he said was that Sterling muddied the waters for himself by using Lampard and Ashley Cole as the comparison. Because
no, but Lampard is fair because sorry.
It's not his fault. It's not his fault that he happened to stumble into that position. Like it was just luck.
Yeah, but like what we're saying is like there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that privilege.
No, of course. I'm not the thing is what Sterling then said about Campbell made so much sense because that's a man who has done all his he has taken his coaching badges, he's prepared, he has everything ready for him to actually go into a top level job. And the system is not there for him to succeed.
Another thing is what you see as luck is the system.
Yeah, well, the thing like his Uncle Harry basically got him that job if you're keeping it a book.
But the thing is, Chelsea is not an institution that is used like in the common spreading sense. Like the way Chelsea hires their manager is not by industry standard.
It's by reference.
A former legend because they were like, we want to get that bounce the same way they did with Oli. Now, if we're saying, okay, which black legend in Chelsea was there? I don't even think Arteta was because of former legend. That guy is learning something.
Arteta is just really good guy.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think he played a part. And also, that was going to talk about that black stuff. Like, the fact that Vieira wasn't even mentioned in...
He was linked to the job.
I didn't see that many articles, if I'm being honest. Even when Emery became a manager over Arteta because of this misunderstanding, Vieira wasn't really still there. I don't remember them mentioning
him. Did he have another commitment at the time?
To be fair, Vieira had a job in
there. Yeah, he had another
commitment. And Vieira was considered as Arsenal manager at the time. I saw quite a few Vieira links. I even saw Henri links, but like...
The thing is, Henri is a bad manager. I'll just say
exactly. The banter I heard when Henri had his...
Henri is a terrible manager.
Guy was too bad, bro.
Like, you're a good player, but like all the arrogant shit is not going to... Yo, his time at Monaco was so funny.
That's about being a manager, yeah? When it's not the same. It's all about you. When you're a manager, it's all about them.
Yeah, it's about them, man.
And
I think
that's impossible for Henry to deal with.
For someone like Henry, you can't tell someone like Cantona to enter management.
Yeah.
He's going to be...
Henry is a very Mourinho kind of guy, but without the management.
To be fair...
Okay, for example, the better... Like, for me, I know about the one scenario that is clear, that it's racism that stops him from... Because there was a Chelsea manager, Eddie Newton. He was the assistant manager under Di Matteo. And then he was the assistant manager under Hiddink Villas-Boas, and he had done all his badges. He had everything ready since like 2008. He's been there, ready. Never has he been...
Abramovich said, I will not let a black man manage this club.
And he now had to give an interview saying, look, there's no way we're going to get it in England. We have to leave. He left and went to the Turkish League and was like, oh, I'm immediately the manager.
Good luck there.
Won the club. No, he won. He won the cup.
Did he get the management job?
Yes, he's the manager of Trabzonspor, won the Turkish cup. Nice. And you now be like, so he knows something. He clearly has the information because he was working in big establishments, yet nobody's giving him the opportunity, which is the problem.
Yeah.
So, like, all this stuff, it makes sense. It's just that this is not a big issue. It's not something a club can market as, oh, we're kneeling down for so-so-and-so, or we're printing Black Lives Matter on the shirts and everybody's happy. There's no money in that for them. Fair enough. Don't care.
Oh, Eddie Newton, yeah, I see it. Okay, so just to round up on that, quick promo or whatever. There's this account on Twitter called Pitching It Black. And it's basically dedicated to celebrating Black excellence in European football. They have some good content. You know, give props to people, you know, Black people in the sports who don't get as much recognition, you know, give everybody their flowers type of thing. So if any of our listeners are interested in that kind of stuff, you know, they celebrate, you know, Eddie Newton, Osimhen, well, which is another good transfer, by the way. And and all sorts. Yeah, check it out.
Speaking of
regarding the Osimhen transfer, before we move out, I just want to ask some questions. The Osimhen transfer, what do you guys actually think will now happen? Because for me, Napoli seems like a team that has lost some of their identity. So where do you think he'll start?
Yes.
Oh, for sure. At that fee, he has to start.
So who is he benching?
At that fee, he has to start.
So who is he benching is the question I'm asking.
Well,
you'll figure it out.
That's up to manager.
Because I'm looking at that team and I'm like, Mertens is still there. Insigne is still there.
Those guys are aging, no?
Relax. Yeah, but Mertens and Insigne are ridiculous players.
Bro, I'm not even sure Mertens is 33. 90 minutes, bro. He can't play 90 minutes anymore.
Yeah, Mertens can't play 90 minutes anymore, obviously. But he's basically a legend at that club, man.
You'll phase him out slowly.
Yeah,
like they did Rooney.
Even legends have to be, as in,
and you don't understand. Legends understand that they have to, especially when they love the club,
preserve their legacy. They have, of course,
they have to step back.
They know they have to step back. They know they're going to have limited, because like it'd be greedy of them to keep playing and not allowing the youths that would make the club better get the opportunity to get. Rooney did the same thing.
Exactly, Rooney at United, Sharp at what are they called?
Even Totti at Roma.
Exactly,
Totti at Roma. Sharp
at, especially Totti. I love that guy so much.
Yeah, so
Roma did that guy dirty, Sharp.
Yeah.
They did. He was supposed to be working in management and they slid him.
I think Osimhen was not, like, they bought him because they believe that, like, 50 million going to 80 million add-ons that they paid for him, they think they will get much more than that in a few years for him. So I don't think he...
Yeah, the way the market is going.
Like, they bought him to double his price.
Yeah,
bro, that's and a I'm happy. I'm looking forward to it so much.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm looking forward to this Nigerian generation too. It's looking.
Yeah, they're picking serious clubs. I'm very happy for them. They're picking serious clubs. They want to actually leave their mark in Europe, and it'll be interesting to see like what the squad is in, you know, the next 4 or 5 years.
Well,
yeah, looking very promising.
Before we leave this this Italy joint, I want to ask you guys. Golden boots in Europe is Immobile. What do you guys think?
Of course.
He's done his thing.
He's done his thing, you know.
Even though, wallahi, I don't believe Italian league should be rated that highly.
Come on now, come on. Versus the French league. It's. I feel like, look how they're playing. Like, what's Atalanta?
Bro, the French league is half.
and I feel like you know how a league is to UCL and Europa. Look how Atalanta have been playing soccer.
They've been everybody good keeps soccer. Using this Atalanta stuff as if.
Guy, can you stop saying soccer, please?
Nah. My bad, bro.
Atalanta is a team that plays.
Bro, you sound like Pulisic.
Yeah, dude.
Let's go, let's
mother
go,
trucker, let's go, dude.
Come on, dude.
He was offsides.
It's offsides, dude.
Out of bounds.
We're going into overtime.
Overtime. NRA Neymar.
I'm good.
No, but legit.
I really rate him as a player.
Oh yeah, I do. He's good. He's a fantastic bowler.
Yeah, the thing is that Italian league is different. I don't think in terms of difficulty is the same, but there are aspects to their play style and technique that is much higher than the Premier League, but also a lot of stuff that they are worse. Like they're just like straight up garbage in. Like, okay. You can tell that joint, if you're fast, you've destroyed everybody, basically. Guy, do center backs turn like tanker trailer. The stuff is
very I'm crying. Busy. No waste.
No, guy, do you see how Papu Gomez literally just turns guys with agility alone?
Yeah.
Zero techers. He'll just roll the ball and somebody is already on his back.
Ball roll OP. Okay, moving on from transfers. Quick touch up on, you know, upcoming UEFA Champions League and Europa League games. Just a quick refresher. The upcoming games are Juve Lyon on Friday, City Real Madrid, same Friday. Then Bayern Chelsea.
Why are you mentioning that game?
And then Barcelona Napoli.
Oh, good.
So first, I'm going to say this Juventus Lyon game is going to be a very tricky game. Because Juventus have been playing so bad.
People can't think that
they will lose. But at the same time, it's that kind of game where they've been playing so bad that they have to turn up today. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm fully back on Lyon.
I think that game could go either way.
So I'm
like, you know, guys, let's stop talking like this. Let's be honest. We all know what's going to happen.
Factor.
Juve is going to play trash. You know, Ronaldo's going to carry them on his back.
Yeah, the Ronaldo factor.
Goals.
Is Dybala fit?
Yeah, he is.
He's fit.
Okay, Dybala. I think
Lyon is going to put up a good fight, though. They're going to put up a very good fight, but
yeah, they did well in the French Cup final. I think they lost on pens, but they did very well. And they had a man down. They had well. Rafael did the job on Di Maria.
Mbappe is also out.
Mbappe is out as well.
Who's PSG playing again?
PSG are playing Atalanta in the quarterfinals. That's another one that could go either way.
And wait, Champions League this year is going to be one leg, right?
Yeah, one leg now.
They have to. From moving on, it's going to be one leg. But the guys who had already played one leg.
Oh, play the second
have
leg.
Have to finish up, yeah.
I see. Okay.
So, that's so. I feel like it's so unfair the way the one leg stuff is. Because, like, that's the beauty of the Champions League. That two leg.
My bro, this game is the game, guy. Why ain't
well, I mean, it is what it is. What are you going to do? You
know? Yeah, we don't have time for beauty, man. Yeah. Play is starting on 12.
No bro, but I do think Chelsea should play their youth team and let some players just get a run out so the actual players can get a rest before the season starts.
Guy, I won't even lie to you. If I'm Lampard, guy, I'm playing 9 strikers. I don't care. Guy,
I'm crying.
I honestly don't care.
So guy, like, that's you want to go for the
guy, there's nothing more to lose at this point. Guy, we collected 3-0. Might as well go there and just...
Away, by the way.
And just ridiculous the stuff. Like, there's nothing to do.
City Madrid. What are you guys saying?
I'm saying City.
I mean, they were 2-1 up, and I think Ramos is sent off for that game, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so Ramos.
I'm picking Madrid, though.
I think City have Pep. This is Pep's honor right now. Pep is trying to prove something in City, especially the fact that he lost Premier League. The players, Silva's probably last season for City. Like, all this stuff, like, the players really need to turn up because they haven't, they play well, but they've never shown up in the UCL, and that's where they need to show up. Sterling,
UCL is nobody's birthright. That's one thing about this competition.
Anybody
can get it.
UCL is Madrid's birthright. They own that shit.
If you look at it, every team, Chelsea in their peak days, they got to the finals. Like, teams that do well, they're in their peak. They're winning their league. They show up in the tournament. They might not win it, but they show up in the tournament. They put a fight.
This guy just lied. Just lied boldfacedly on this podcast, and I won't call it out. Chelsea won champs. They did not win Prem.
I'm talking about 2K6.
They were not dominating the Premier League.
The era of like English dominance, like United, Chelsea.
I didn't say they won. I didn't say they won. Remember the final United Chelsea? I'm like, in those years, like, they used to do well in the league, and they were also fighting forces in the Champions League. You know what I'm saying? Look at Liverpool. Yeah. They won this league, and now they're out of champs. You know what I'm saying? Like, this kind of stuff, City has that mentality. City is doing well in the Prem, but they're also not showing that they're the best team in England. And that's what they need to prove. That's what they're trying to prove.
Yeah, they're not the best team in England, though.
Not this. You know what I'm saying? They're not the best. But they're a dominant team in England.
The thing about Man City is
you can't win a game with one centre back. It's not possible. It's just not possible. Like, guy, if Laporte is there, better. But guy, anybody beside Laporte in that joint is just going to.
And they're getting Ake as well, yeah.
Yeah, but that he can't, play, he can't play.
Yeah,
so what would they play? Fernandinho there? Would they play Otamendi there?
Probably.
They play John Stones. Guys, those guys are always trolls.
And I think they've lost that momentum because if you watch the first leg, like the way they came, like the way they dominated that game, I feel like if the season had continued further, they would have finished.
Being able to chase the league makes you a better team. Having that drive week in, week out, going after the league made Man City better. It's the only reason Liverpool even went to win champs because, guys, they were playing at 100% week in, week out, chasing these guys. Once Man City could no longer catch this stuff, you could tell during their games, they'll be like, meh. Guy, we'll be attacking for attacking's sake, but there was no directness. Guys, sometimes they'll just be passing the ball around to have possession. And it made no sense.
Start padding on that.
So unless these guys really show up.
Exactly. And I know Sterling is a very world-class player and he scores goals. But we need to talk about how Sterling doesn't score goals when he should. Like against, like if you look at Chelsea, City versus Arsenal, if Sterling has scored when he's like the first chance he got,
he had a bad game. It happened.
They would have won that game.
He had a bad game. It happens.
20 goals. 20
no, but
goals
you see what I'm saying.
Go ahead, Franklin.
Yeah, look at last season when Tottenham played City. Sterling scored a hat trick or a brace, or I can't remember. But the time he has so many chances earlier in the game to score goals and he misses them. That's the problem.
Thing is, if you consider where he was at before, in terms of his finishing, he's much improved. Like you're not going to get all that at once. Like his numbers are still pretty good.
He just doesn't score clutch goals. Like think about it, look at Ronaldo. Ronaldo scores goals when they matter. Like it's not like even though I don't know how to explain, but like there's some chances that you know that once you score this goal.
You cannot be calling Raheem and then calling Ronaldo a break.
I don't know, man. That big game player argument against it doesn't make sense because Sterling is a poor finisher in general. We've known
in
this
general,
for a long time.
That's what I'm saying. Those 20 goals are very...
He's remarkably improved.
That's.
So you have to understand...
You don't expect Sterling to be your finisher. He's a great player, but nah.
I still think that's some goals that he should score when he has that chance. Like, he shouldn't take four chances to score two goals. Like he should score.
You forget
that
when
he helps the team. This kind of game.
Yeah, of course he helps the team, but guy, you forget when he's in those big game situations. He's the guy that everybody's looking at already. He's the guy setting
let's
up.
Let's push to Europa real quick.
I'm like, who is in Europa?
I'm not even going to bother with these fixtures because, guy, there are lots. The teams that matter in here: United, Inter Milan, Wolves, Leverkusen. Anybody care about HM Frankfurt or Basel? No disrespect, but just a Basel football podcast. We do whatever we want. Who'd you guys see winning Europa? Just a quick one.
I want Wolves to win it.
Is anybody. It's literally anybody.
If Wolves win it, it's funny. If Chelsea had won the FA Cup,
Wolves would have gone
to qualify for Europa. But if Wolves win Europa this season, they go to the Champions League. That's interesting. But yeah, they probably end up facing United again. Oh, we played those guys like 500 times. I'm so tired.
After all this talk, we're talking about United or Leverkusen or Wolves. Guys, Sevilla will just go and win it like idiots.
Sevilla Roma will be interesting. I'm seeing some talk about players on loan who are being recalled. I don't know if they're going to let Smalling stay to continue the season with Roma.
Smalling has returned, I think.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
If he's returned, that means the agreement is done now.
No, but I mean... well, when they say return, it's not like he has left, but they're saying
it's
they
time. Want him to,
yeah, mm-hmm. like the time on the contract has expired. But I think they'll probably work something out because he's been their best defender this year. Inter Milan, I know. Oh, finally, we got Sanchez off our books. I don't even care that we sold him for. We're basically selling him for free, but to get that guy off, bro, 400k a week, 400k a week off our books is fantastic. I'll take that.
I respect Sanchez for what he did do.
I mean, everybody get your bag, you know.
No, it's not even about that. You can see Bale now, what he's doing to Madrid. He's like, I don't care what's going on, man. I'll collect my money.
You mean like United's loot, that kind of thing.
And Sanchez was like, no, I want to play football because I'm a professional.
Yeah, yeah.
And he takes the pay cut to go to Milan, which is like, you don't get many players doing that. I just want to give him
credit. No, I'm defending Bale because Bale was going to leave to China. His deal got cancelled. So it's not like he doesn't want to leave. He was going to leave the transfer window.
Yeah, he was, but now he has basically said he doesn't care.
I think that was because Rodrigo got injured or something. Mm. Or Asensio. Somebody got injured and then...
Was it not Bale that was pretending to crash on the bench? Guy is disrespectful.
Yeah, but he is disrespectful. Like, it's clear he doesn't... Even, a lot of his teammates have come out with, you know, stories about how, even in terms of, like, team integration, he really wasn't, you know, messing with them.
The guy is your stereotypical Briton abroad, man. You gotta go there, not learn the language, just be doing stuff.
That's how you been there for so long and you can't speak Spanish. That's messed up.
Yeah, that's also false. This is also false. Because I actually remember when they said it. He's actually very good in Spanish. Not very good, but he's shy. He's a shy person. He doesn't really like being social. And that, you know,
He told you this on WhatsApp.
There was an article because people were talking about it, and I did some research and I read the article about how people talk about it. Even Ramsey says he isn't that kind of out. He just wants to play soccer and that's it. But there's always this hype around English players being stuck up and not wanting to do this, but he's just shy, you know. I think he's getting bad rep and he doesn't deserve it. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, if you say so.
Guy, but still, there are things you can't do as a professional footballer. Like,
true.
You know how when Conte came, he was like, everybody's going to be eating dinner together. You can't just decide, guy, I don't want to be here. I don't want to socialize with these guys because I want to go home. I want to golf. I want to go and do. Guy, you're a professional who has signed a contract to do things with the club. You have to go through everything. You can't just start saying, I don't want, I'm tired. Mm-hmm. Your love is rude.
Yeah. But okay, you know, enough on all of that. I think we're probably going to skip Fraud Watch. Because, I mean, season is kind of over. What do you guys think?
Because the only fraud is Mauricio Sarri.
Facts. I mean, we've said him a number of episodes. Well, and the ones that weren't released, which, by the way, we plan on releasing further down the line, but we'll keep our listeners updated, and we'll give you like a timeline of when that episode was recorded, so you can have an idea.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, for this whole season, guy, the biggest fraud has still been VAR.
Those guys. Yeah, VAR. Yeah, VAR. Definitely. So many shocking decisions.
Those guys have been a terrible shambles because shocking decisions. I feel for Bournemouth. They deserve to go down based on how they played.
That was really sad.
It was VAR because you're telling me there was no camera in the stadium.
That's more Hawkeye than VAR.
Yeah, Hawkeye messed up. But guy, you're telling me nobody in the VAR booth could look and see that ball was in the net. Even us here watching TV had an angle that saw clearly the ball was inside the net. Not just past the line. Literally inside the net.
And if I'm a manager, forget all this protocol stuff. I'm walking straight into that field.
Walk straight to that joint. I'll drag the ref to the TV. I'll say, go and look.
Because we're fighting for our lives here. Can't tell me that. But, I mean, yeah, all in all, it's been a great season.
Frank, you were saying?
Frank, you want to say something?
I was gonna say, what do you guys think about Bournemouth like trying to get financial compensation because of that? I think it's far fetched. I understand the logic because there's a lot of money.
They're deep in it. They're not the first team to get robbed. They won't be the last. So they should just focus on improving. You know, thanks.
Yeah, it's harsh, but there's literally no precedent for whatever they want to do.
Nope.
They can't win.
Nope. They just focus on themselves, you know. Focus on getting back into the league and that. But yeah, we'll do a proper, I think the next episode is probably going to be a proper season review. And, but yeah, it was fun having you guys to, you know, just chop it up. You know, we went way ahead of schedule, but I mean, way ahead of, you know, the time that we allocated, but that's fine.
Fix that content in post.
yeah, you fix everything in post, yeah. But yeah, it was nice having you guys. Thank you for joining us today, everyone.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Continue to stay safe. Wear your masks. Sanitize your hands. Social distance, all that stuff, because there's still a pandemic. Remember, Black Lives Matter.
Amen. And congratulations, Arsenal. You know, out of everybody here, it's the only team that has a trophy. So, you know, something to bust about. So,
you guys did a job.
Fair enough. Arteta ball superior.
Isn't you know, all right? All right, bye, guys.
Okay, take care. Peace. We out. We'll be right back.